Welcome to the practice of the daily office. In this season of disruption, we invite you to join us in a rhythm of prayer. How might our days be grounded more deeply in God's presence if we pause each morning, midday, and evening for silence, scripture, and prayer? Let's begin in silence. Take a deep breath. Remember, right now you are in God's loving presence. However you are beginning this day, whatever emotions you are feeling, the Lord is with you. Psalm 139 says that there is nowhere we can go to escape God's loving presence. Take another deep breath. God is closer than the air we breathe. This moment of silence is yours to rest in the presence of the Lord. This week, we are invited to journey with Jesus through the final moments of his life. As we look back on the life of Christ, the invitation is not only to remember what he has done for us, but to walk with him as we relive his journey to the crucifixion and resurrection. I invite you to enter the Word of God with me. As you listen this week, allow yourself to fully participate by imagining yourself within the narrative. Place yourself in the scene with Jesus, watching him, listening to him, and responding to what is happening. Allow yourself to find your story in the midst of God's story during this Holy Week. Six days before the Passover celebration began, Jesus arrived in Bethany, the home of Lazarus, the man he had raised from the dead. A dinner was prepared in Jesus' honor. Martha served, and Lazarus was among those who ate with him. Then Mary took a 12-ounce jar of expensive perfume made from the essence of nard, and she anointed Jesus' feet with it, wiping his feet with her hair. The house was filled with fragrance. But Judas Iscariot, the disciple who would soon betray him, said, "That perfume was worth a year's wages. It should have been sold and the money given to the poor." Not that he cared for the poor. He was a thief. And since he was in charge of the disciples' money, he often stole for himself. Jesus replied, "Leave her alone. She did this in preparation for my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." As you watch this scene play out before you, what did you notice? What stood out in this story? As you imagined yourself watching Mary anoint Jesus, what emotion did it stir up for you? Is there anything in this story that reassures you or makes you uncomfortable? Let's spend some time talking to Jesus. If it is helpful, remain in the scene. Share with him what stood out, what emotions you experienced, or where you felt reassurance or discomfort. Leave space to listen for his response. Have a conversation with him now. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.